the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Since I can't hug you and welcome you properly.
I know.
Edge, you know, we got to breathe together.
I know. I saw somebody yesterday I hadn't seen for a while, and it was really hard not to give her a hug.
Wow. And you know what? Something magical is going on with you right now, because there is a, and I don't want to edit it out, there is a beautiful rainbow.
My lighting this time of day is...
It's your aura, honey. Don't just give that to the atmosphere.
To the editing gods.
That's right. That's all about you. Brains, look who we have here on the Edge with us. Nancy Geary. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Geary.
Nancy Geary.
Okay. Yeah.
From Northern California.
Me.
She up here in San Francisco. Okay. I'm trying to keep her safe. That rainbow is going to protect her from the coronavirus. So, Brains, she is here with us on the Edge with April Mahoney. Wait, I can't get my card right. All right, there we go. The place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Here's to you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Brains.
Mm-hmm. So, Nancy's here to share with us a new perspective. Maybe not new, but a fresh perspective on creating content and organizing content for online information and for your business. She does it with a spark of humor, some great storytelling. She comes with a lot of experience. And this is what we need. We need to really fine-tune our approach when it comes to our delivery. It's not what it used to be, and it's never going to be that way ever again. So how do we structure that to make sure that it provides value, that it is fun and engaging, that your employees are going to appreciate, that they're going to like, and it's also going to be effective, and you're going to make some money? Because bottom line, you know, if you ain't making bucks, you in the business of bullshit. And we don't want to do that, okay?
That's right.
We want to make some money. So, Nancy Geary, tell us a little bit about you, sunshine.
Well, I'm based here in Northern California. I moved cross country and arrived here New Year's Eve on 2015 because I wanted to be closer to my daughter. And I've got my own business where I help people take their great ideas, their brilliance, and turn it into training that's engaging, that's interactive, and keeps people wanting to come back for more. And that's what I do for work. And I love living up here in the Bay Area because there's so many opportunities to do things on or near the water. My favorite way to pass a lovely weekend is on a sailboat. I don't scuba dive up here. I only like to do that in tropical climates. I picked up that hobby last year. So since moving here, I've kind of reinvented myself, and I spend every day living in the spirit of yes and what's next.
Well, let me tell you, me, I love to sail. But I'm the first person with the life jacket on. I'll make the sandwiches and I will pour the cocktails, okay? But if you ask me to pull the sail or, you know, and I can steer pretty good.
Yeah.
That's about it. And scuba diving, snorkeling gives me the blues.
No, there's something weird about breathing underwater, but it's a whole other world down there. And one of my first experiences, I remember being surrounded by a school of fish, and they didn't care that I was there. And I thought, where else could you be in nature? Where they just, you know, hey, yeah, that's cool. You're here.
Yeah, I've got a friend.
I haven't seen a shark yet. That might change my perspective.
Right. I've got a friend that takes so many pictures and she loves to scuba dive. But then I had another friend that had that mask on and the pressure wasn't right. And her eyes bugged out of her head. It was a horrible thing. So again, I admire you. And I will steer the boat for you. And when you come up, I will provide lunch.
There you go. That's good.
But in the meantime, in between time, give me some instruction on how you structure your program, because I've looked at some of your videos, I've shared them with my brains, and you really have a unique way of delivery. And I like that because people want it plain and simple. They don't want a whole bunch of textbook. They don't want $25 words. I love the example that you used of the chameleon. Can you share that with my brain?
Yes. So I think that, you know, there's two types of chameleons is what I talk about in my story. And, you know, people think of chameleons as wanting to, you know, hide out and recede into the background.
Right.
And just kind of, you know, just going to blend in here. You know, if I had on a white jacket, I could blend in with what's behind me. But, you know, when you really look at chameleons in nature, a lot of them have all these bright, beautiful colors. And some of them want to stand out and just, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I got this. I'm, you know, I'm loud and proud. I'm doing it. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to take it all on. And, you know, and I think there's just two different ways to just to look at the world. You can either kind of hang back and wait for stuff to happen, or you can be right out there and make it happen for yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Because there are the movers and shakers. And that's what we're doing here on the edge. We're moving and shaking into a new normal, a new work environment, a new structure. What would be some things that you would offer to not the employer, but the employee? To get acclimated back in this, I mean, you know, some people have been out of work since March, and here we are in July.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So that's 4 months. And then here in California, we done had another 3-week mandatory shutdown.
Well, I think what's interesting in this time is there are some businesses that are really hurting, and they're struggling to get through the through each day, and they're going to need, you know, additional PPE loans and other types of support to survive. And then there's other businesses that are just thriving. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain services like meal delivery. Like people are taking advantage of that because they don't want to go to the store. So I have to wonder, you know, as we come out on the other side of this, nobody knows what's ahead of us. I think it's been a real lesson in uncertainty. We've always lived in uncertainty. But now we can't, there's no idea really of what's next. And for me, when I look at this time is I've always been an advocate of online learning and virtual learning in any type of form.
Right.
And now we're in a place where we have to do it. Mm-hmm. If people want to survive, whether you're an employer and you want to teach your employees and you want to keep them engaged and keep their skills up, or you're an entrepreneur and you want to get your brilliance out into the world in some way, you know, you can't invite people to a hotel and fill a room and deliver your content anymore because nobody can go right now. Right. So you really have to think about how do you move into this virtual space. And I think we're getting more accustomed to it. And what we're going to find is when we can be at a point where people can gather more is we're going to see what I think is really a blended approach where there's going to be some virtual and some in-person events. Right. The good news is you can, you know, you can take your content and you can design it to work really very nicely in either format. There's only a few examples where I think it's difficult to do something online. For example, a skill that you know, you have to perform it. Like if somebody is a sculptor, eventually you got to get your hand, you got to get the chisel. Right, you got to hit the marble, right? You can watch videos, you can observe it, but you actually have to do it to get really good at it.
So this is going to be great for human resources as well because it is a blending. It's mixed media.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Corporate environment. And I think it's a great benefit now because you're able to have this content that you are able to deliver virtually. I mean, there's a lot of companies that have been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what they don't know how to do is they don't know how to structure and organize their content and really figure out, that's kind of old school, that's obsolete. This is new and innovative. And also incorporate the input of the employees because they're the end user.
Yeah.
You know, is this program, you know, going to work? Have we had a beta session? Have we worked out the bugs? You know, tell us some things that people need to really kind of get together before they come to you to actually organize and create an online program.
Well, the first thing that you need to do is you need to be real clear about your scope. So what is your objective? what do you want your program to accomplish? You want to start out, you know, like, you know, to people talk about this all the time, you know, begin with the end in mind. You know, we say that a lot, but there's truth in that. And what place are you trying to get people to? When they finish your course, what do you want them to be able to do, know, or feel, and or feel? And you want to keep that, have that idea of this is where I want to take people. You want to be really clear about where you want to go. You also really want to get clarity around who are you serving. So you look at, this is my program. This is what it can accomplish. This is my target market. This is who I'm going to serve. So it's not unlike if you think about putting together your marketing plan, right? In your marketing plan, you want to target a particular audience, because you know that if you try to market to everybody, you know that's just like it's a scattergun approach. You're just sort of, and you may not be able to reach the right people. So you want to have those two things solid in your mind. Another suggestion that I make to people, and I can either help them work through this, or one of the first things that I'll suggest is do an inventory of all of your content, whether it's training that you've delivered up till now, perhaps you have blog posts, you have articles, you have speeches, anything that you have created, you want to inventory it so you know what content you have to draw from. And then you can take that, here's my list of what I have, this is where I want to take people to. Is there a gap in the information between where you need to get people to and what you've got already in your arsenal?
Right. And also what I feel is very important too is benchmarking. Look around and see what other people are doing.
Yes.
That is a huge investment. Go into other people's online programs, even if you have to make a small investment, 50, 60, 70, 100, it just depends on what you're doing. Look and see what they're doing. Look and see what the trends are. Surveying and feedback. Be open to feedback.
Absolutely.
Because what we perceive was yesterday. What people need is today and tomorrow. And edit and filter. You know, don't be too proud or stuck on one certain thing. Be able to work with somebody like Nancy that is a subject matter expert. Really. I mean, you know, because you're out here. That's like me, communication. You can't tell me nothing about podcasting, baby. I think I need to know it all.
Well, I'll have to call you.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still open to learning. There's a lot of people that have been in this industry a lot longer than I have. And so creating that content, creating that structure, having that deliverable that's on point, that's going to resonate with people is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Well,
and there's always something, you know, we can always keep learning more about how to do things better or differently. And I totally agree with you. It is important to really look at, well, what are your competitors doing? So you can examine it and say, well, what makes me unique? Why would somebody want to choose me as opposed to one of my competitors? What is it that I'm bringing to the party that nobody else can?
That cotton picking rainbow aura. That's what you're
I know. This is great. I've been fooling around with my lighting here and I was like, oh, I can't get this quite right. And I can't get moved to another part of my house. So we're just going to go with this today. But it's like a sort of strange.
It's speaking to me. Do you see?
I guess.
I had to get mine, okay? I had to get mine, so I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. So, Nancy, let me ask you some things, you know, about this current climate that's going on.
Yes.
Those folks are hostile. You know, they're hostile about mass, no mass. You know, color, no color. Political party, no political party. How do we just kind of level out? I think being online is pretty easy because you can just click off.
Yes, as I've done here. I'm sorry, you're muted. I hear what you're saying.
You know, but what are you saying, you know, as far as, because you're a fun-loving person. I mean, I loved your presentation and how you walk across the stage. I miss that. I really miss being in front of an audience as well. But what are some things that you would say to people to encourage them just to be nice and just to get along and, you know, in the virtual world or from the stage in this environment?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, I went through a series of courses not too long ago about diversity and inclusion. And one of the things that struck me as I was going through it is what happened to kindness?
Oh.
Can we just be kind?
Right.
Can we just have compassion for another human being? And we all come at things from different experiences. Everybody's led a different life, has encountered different elements along the way, all positive and negative, and to just appreciate the differences between people, because that brings more of a richness to things. I think about, you know, my dad's family, when they came into the United States, they came in through New Orleans and they ended up in Chicago. And my dad lived in a real melting pot neighborhood. So all the little kids were playing together and they had no idea, you know, there was no, we're this ethnic group or this, they all just wanted to play baseball. That was all they cared about.
Right.
And then as they got older, then things started to be, you know, pointed out as what's different. But my dad always had a very good heart and a lot of compassion, you know, and taking care of other people, because part of it, I think, was that experience. It was just, we're all just kids.
Right. And it's all about the care factor. Do you care about yourself, number one,
mm-hmm.
your family? Do you care mm-hmm. about the safety of your children? Do you care about the workforce? You know, there's so many people that are in the workforce and they hate their job. They hate their job because they've never taken the time to explore the joy. There's other opportunities there. You're so busy being combative with, you know, somebody or a supervisor that you don't like. Believe me, brains, if they are annoying, they get fired eventually. Just
yeah. Find out. Yeah. Find out. I mean, oftentimes, you know, when there's a layoff that I've encountered places mm-hmm. that when I've been in corporate settings, both as an employee and as a consultant, many times when there's a layoff, the people that were difficult and hard to get along with were the first to go.
Yeah, upper management, because they want to cut that money anyway. Ride it out, brains, and continue to shine your light and resonate and do the things that you need to do and be a contributor.
Yeah.
No, don't be a problem describer, be a solution seeker.
Well, and I think, you know, now that because we're all meeting virtually, it takes a different, it takes more time to get to know people if you haven't worked with them mm-hmm. in, you know, in person. And sometimes when we get in Zoom, people forget, well, let's just take a little time at the beginning and let's just check in and just say, hey, you know, how's everybody doing? And you know, what did you do for your weekend? Or what's something in shelter in place that you've had to do that for yourself that you never did before? Or what, you know, what have you learned? Or what are you enjoying? Or how's your family holding up? I can't imagine working and having to be responsible for my kids doing their schoolwork during the day.
I know.
I can't imagine. That's just got to be such a challenge. I've got a puppy over here. Thank God she's sleeping. I have a hard time handling a dog, let alone.
I know. Well, the thing is, you know, going back to school and, you know, they're going back and forth. I was just looking at the news this morning. They want to open the schools up. I'd be scared to death to send my child back to school.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, that the schools don't care. They do care. But I'm really working with some people right now to try to get some co-ops of some homeschooling going on. You know, because these kids was going back to school, they had to worry about gun violence. Now they got to worry about the corona, yeah. You know.
I got to go to school and I might die. You know, and I haven't heard the story, but like, let's reopen the schools, but there hasn't been like the conversation about how do we reopen? What does school needs to be different now?
They don't
because
know.
It's not, you know, the virus is, people thought it was going to, what I think is interesting is, well, it's going to get really, it'll get hot and the thing will die away. Well, the worst places in the country right now exactly. are the hottest places.
We're
so
here in California.
That didn't happen. But
we're here in California, so I know. And, you know, when they get to this point is, you know, they're going to be they're going to be distracted because they don't know, you know, as kids what to do. They
rubbing
their nose and putting boogers on one another and sharing each other's pens and sharing each other's drinks. And the college kids, you know, what is college without a good frat party?
Right. You know? Exactly. That's how I lived.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's about life, but it's also us as adults taking responsibility for our actions. It is trial and error, but when it's trial and error and you're moving in treacherous waters, you know this, scuba diver, you got to move slow. You got to move cautiously. You know, you got to know where you are. You have to have a good compass, a good sense of direction. You got to have some good leadership. I'll just leave it right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't going to go there.
That's another show.
Exactly. You know, but all these things are important, and it starts with us, and it starts with great people like you. And I thank you so much, Nancy, for being here on the edge with me and my brains. Tell them how to get in contact with you, because I want them to work with you. I want their corporations to consult with you.
That would be great.
You know, tap into this and see what's going on, how they can create some webinars, how they can get this information and content organized and structured for, you know, 2020.
Well, it's easy. My website, you can see my name on the under my face on the screen. So it's nancygeary.com, and that's G-I-E-R-E. And my email is nancy@nancygeary.com. That's how you can find me. You can also text me or call me at 414-315-9809.
Okay. And when you text her or call her, be sure that you say something nice. And
that's right.
Her, how's the puppy doing?
That's
and,
right.
You know, ask, can you share in her rainbow? All those good
things. Yeah, the rainbow here.
Okay.
Because I want to help all you brains.
Absolutely.
I want to help all you brains.
That's right. Right here on the edge.
Woo. Right on the edge. Right on the edge.
That is where we are.
You're living on the edge.
You've got more than one rainbow, baby. You got one.
This is crazy.
No, it's meant for you. It's meant for you. And thank
you. Yes, my aura thank here.
Thank you for bringing in the sunshine, but we really appreciate and value everything that you do. Brain, she's got a great video that is on her website. Do you have some YouTube videos as well?
There's a couple of things that I'm just the one on the website now. I'm republishing some items. I've got webinars that I run regularly that are no charge that kind of can help you get started on how to build out your own courses. And I'm getting ready to launch a group program. And here's what I'm going to do for all you brains.
What?
I will let you all in at the same pricing as people that have participated in my prior webinars. I'll just send you a recording so that you can get caught up. But it's a 6-week program and it's $297, heavily discounted, because it should be valued at about $1,497, but I'm launching it and I want to get people in and get started so I can do what I teach, which is test it and improve it.
That's what we have to do. And brains, I tell you all the time, I bring you people that give you these special offers. You don't have nothing else to do. You sitting there all crunching.
Exactly. Why not? You know, I'm surprised I haven't written a book yet.
No, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
But you might as well learn something. Okay. I'm going back to school. So expand your bandwidth, okay? Instead of filling it with garbage, fill it with goodness. And that's what we've done here on The Edge with Nancy. Thank you so much, Sunshine.
Thank you.
Thank you. And come back to The Edge. Keep me posted as to what's going on.
All right.
Your link and all your information on the bottom of these posts.
Great.
And I look forward to connecting with you soon and have good times.
Wonderful. I'll send another rainbow your way.
I want it.
All right.